Good day, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. This is the Academy Answers podcast. We're getting new listeners every time, so sometimes I have to give a preface, kind of just stage it a bit to let people know what they're listening to. My name is Lewin Carr. They call me Lewin Motivator Carr. This podcast was started out of my Facebook blog that I started from 2013. I don't blog on Facebook anymore, but we're doing written pieces on Facebook in the personal development space. We had a group, we had a page, and through the group and the page on Facebook, we're sharing many ideas about improving our lives. It came from my point where I broke in terms of how my success, and I had to rebuild myself, and I was in a bad space. I was trying to lift myself out, still in that process, but I've learned a lot, and I started to share, and people ask many questions, and I, you know, in the group, in the Facebook chat, and because I wanted to do it at scale, in a way that other people who experience the same problems, because we're all human beings, we there's nothing that you have been through that somebody else has not been through, and nothing is new under the sun in the universe. So I started this podcast to answer the questions openly so that other people can benefit from it in years to come. I'm still benefiting from the teachings of the 60s and 70s and 80s, from the Jim Rohn, the Zig Ziglars, all these thought leaders, and I want to make my contribution in that regard also. And we started this podcast. I started for a whole entire year as doing this podcast. I had two listeners. Now we're up to 15,600, these things say, the last time I checked. So it is spreading. It is all over the world. People in Germany, France, South Africa. There's a way that this app gives me that whole breakdown. So we are happy. We don't say these things to impress. We say these things to impress upon you that great things can come from small beginnings. And that's exactly what most great things have come from. Small beginnings. This is a topic that I have approached in many different ways, from many different angles. And I want to bring more focus on the person who have a desire and a goal. And oftentimes we're more concerned, our lives is driven by what wakes us up in the morning. Why do we get out of bed? Why do we move? Why do we get going? And for most people, the vast majority of people, it is the urgent thing, not the important thing. It is the urgent thing that gets them up. It is urgent that you get up and go to work, because that's a survival activity. And that's what get most people to move. And they may be able to wing it and get out of it a couple of mornings, a couple of days. But for the most part, the majority of their years in life is spent chasing that urgent, that survival need. And nothing is wrong with that. But that's one side of the equation. The other side that needs work for most people, because that survival game is automatic. You got to do it. You have children, you have your life, you have basic needs, food, shelter, clothing to take care of. So you have no choice but to go do it. And what people have no choice but to do is never a problem. They don't need discipline. They have this built-in motivation and this built-in pressure that makes them do it. What we often get lost in is what keeps us up at night. Not the wake up in the morning motivation, but what keeps us up at night. That extra 5 pounds that we need to lose, that business that we need to start, that desire, that thing that we need to provide, that thing that missing from our lives, the social life we don't have, the spiritual life we don't have, the things we would like to do, the way we perceived or expected or wanted our lives to be 10 years ago when we were children, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago when we were much younger, the vision we had for our lives, the things that we should have done, the things we want to accomplish, the things that keep us up at night. That's what I'm checking in on with you today. What keeps you up at night? What is it that you want? What is it that you truly want? Not what you have settled for. Not what you must do. Not the urgent, not that survival stimulus. But that thing that is keeping you up at night. How is that going? Every one of us who moves, who have a job, who works, who have a business, who is trying to do something with their life, have this thing, this vision. And I never forget a great friend of mine. We grew up together. And about 20 years ago, the community we come from is a poor community in a rural part of the country, in a third world country. And he said he's dreaming of having a charity that has an ambulance available for people who get sick in that part of the community, who have a 2 hour or hour and a half drive to get to any form of healthcare or advanced form of healthcare. Maybe 20 minutes get them to some clinic, but let's say they need to get to another higher level healthcare. That was his dream. He has that in his heart out of nowhere. He thought of that. That's what I'm checking in on. What do you want for your children? What legacy do you want to leave? What do you feel is your purpose? What do you want to be doing with your days? What are you trying to get to? What standard of living? What quality of life? What is it that you want? Not the thing that you go to the mall and see. Not the thing that you see your friends with. What is it that goes deep to the core of your happiness? Is there that something there? That's what I'm checking in on today. I'm checking in on the dream. I'm checking in on the purpose. I'm checking in on the goal that you have. If it keeps you up at night, if in your down moments, if in your reflection, it's coming up, it keeps coming up. It is a desire. The desires that you have is the smoke of your potential. You have not been given a desire for which you do not have the potential and the energy to attract to your life. It is an indication. But what gets us is that we expect that it should come easy, or it should land in our lap, or it's too late, or it's too early. That mindset has to change. That mindset has to change. And the best way to wrap your head around that, and I'm going to wrap it up for you, because I'm just checking in on it. So to remind you, because we often need to be reminded and we need to be instructed. I'm just checking in on it for you. But the best way to wrap your head around that is to spend some time to look at the stories, the process that other people have gone through to get this. What are they saying? The people who have accomplished things, the people you admire, the people you see out there doing great things. What have they been through? How did they get it? And once you start to look at that, you start to realize that it wasn't easy, and it didn't come overnight, and it's not too late, and it is possible for you, and you can do it. I'm checking in on your dream, my friend. I'm checking in on your purpose. I'm checking in on what is it that you have in you that you want to deliver to the world or you want to manifest in your life that you have put on the back burner, that you have given up on, that you're not giving enough energy, that you're not giving enough time, that you're not working on. Why am I checking in on it? I'll leave you right here. Every time, I'm going to wrap up now. Every time, or any goal you have in your mind, every desire you have, everything you need to manifest in your life, will take somewhere between 5 to 10. Grant Cardone called it the 10x rule in his book. You should read that book. It's going to take between 5 to 10 times the amount of time, commitment, discipline, and effort than the average person is willing to put in. So when you think of your goal and how you're going to get there and how you're going to stack, how you're going to work to it, multiply that process by between 5 to 10. It's going to take more. So therefore, and this is where I'm going with it, you have to go harder, my friend. What do I mean? Massive levels of action towards your dreams with a commitment that you will do it or you will die in the process of doing it. And that is how achievement is won. You start off having that vision. You have to commit to that. And you have to have the determination that you will pour massive levels of action into this thing until it's manifested. No looking around, no wondering, no giving up, no second guessing. It is yours to produce in the world. And I'm going to tell you that there's no happiness anywhere for you if you're not able to pursue and to achieve this thing. If you shelf it now in the middle of all the activities that you're doing and you're able to subdue it because you're busy and you're working and you're partying and you're having fun and you're doing a bunch of stuff and you're busy taking up with chores and your life is just going, it's somewhere there and you're covering it and you're putting it on the layers, but there comes a time it's gonna come back to haunt you. So let your light shine, because you cannot dim it, you cannot turn it off for too long. And when it gets turned off, that energy goes into what we call regret. Regret will kill you in your old age. It will be the most miserable thing you have to encounter. If you sit back reflecting and realizing that you could have and you did not. Have a great day, guys. Thank you. Always a pleasure. Don't forget your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. Push on through.